Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel talking about drought considerations in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
This time of year, lots of folks watching that drought monitor closely. And Dr. Daryl Peel says it's important that we plan for drought for our cattle operation ahead of when and if it arrives.
You know, as we anticipate a drought or a potential drought coming on, you know, I always encourage producers to plan ahead as far as possible. There are some things you can do to help manage through a drought if you start early enough. And, you know, it's human nature to sort of just hope for the best. And that's a strategy, but it's a risky one, I think, to just say, well, it could start raining any time now. And that's certainly true. But at the same time, if it doesn't, the longer you go on, the less flexibility you have. So the sooner you start doing some assessment of exactly where you're at, this time of year is critical in terms of pasture growth and hay production. So where, you know, depending on exactly where you're at, what's going on with that, what are your inventories of that, and then from there you can start thinking about, if I do have to do something, what am I going to do, and in what order am I going to do those things, and what will be my trigger points to help make those decisions. Things like drought are obviously very stressful. They're very emotional to producers, and sometimes that can cloud, you know, your ability to make a really objective kind of decision. So the sooner you can sort of make a plan and put some triggers in there that will guide you through that process, I think that's very helpful. So, you know, if we get into the midsummer here, we're still in drought, and it's obvious we're going to have forage shortages. You start thinking about things like, should I pull these calves off early and maybe move them into a dry lot or a backgrounding program, possibly sell them, but to get them off the cow, reduce her forage requirements, and stretch what remaining forage I have. Those kind of things can be very helpful as a starting point, but you have to plan ahead and do it before you're totally out of forage. Otherwise, it really doesn't do you any good. So there's a whole set of considerations. I think the sooner you plan and think through those things, the better off you can make yourself.
Daryl, I guess at least some of these things you can do with your beef herd regarding preg checking, culling cows that maybe are open. Those type of things just make a lot of sense anyway, whether you've got a drought coming or not.
Well, it's certainly worth looking at. Yeah, if you're talking about spring calving cows, you know, you can do some early pregnancy checking. You've got some older cows that you probably can identify ones that were likely going to show up as culls this fall. You might want to go ahead and move those now. And you know, seasonally, we've got some fairly strong cull cow prices right now, certainly stronger than they will be in the fall or even late summer if everybody else gets into having to cull some cows. So the sooner you do that, the better off I think you can be. And so you can look at that.
And Dr. Peel says even though we've got fewer corn acres than we thought we were going to have just a couple of months ago, based on the latest acreage numbers released by USDA, the corn crop looks fabulous to this point, and there's a lot of corn in storage. It adds up to cheap feed that can help you as well.
Supplemental feed can work. One of the things that may be an advantage in this drought compared to some droughts, and that is that forage and hay may get short, but we've got very abundant feed grain supplies, and so you can do a lot with some limit feeding, stretching limited forage. Again, if you don't wait